I would say after looking at the videotape of the game, I pleased obviously the up front guys, receivers, tight ends, backs in the running game. Thought did a pretty job, a good job most of the football game. I think in our we would say that in our protection is not as sharp as we felt like we need to be, and continuing on that. Defensively, I thought in the first half and game they did a very good job of tackling and doing what we needed to do. In the second half, we need to get, you know, tackle with our arms better, get the ball carrier on the ground, receiver, ball carrier, whoever it may be. And too many times we were coming in and not wrapping up well enough, and we got to do that. They got too much extra yardage after we had the play. Somewhat looked like it should be stopped. And so those are areas that we need to really continue to improve on. I thought offensively we did a good job on third down, excellent job, and defensively on third down. You know, we won the explosive part of the game. We won the takeaway part of the game. You know, those are key elements. We ran the red zone part of the game. So, you know, tackling and our ability to continue to be very, very sound, clean pockets in the protection phase for the offense.
They were number one in the NFL coming in with yards after catch. Over 53% of their receiving yards were after the catch. And in the first half, like you mentioned, it looked like the Giants game again, where you guys did catch it and you journey over. Overall, was it still, you know, better than?
Well, they, you know, if you look at the yards after catch teams, and I've looked at that a few years, and generally it doesn't equate to much other than screen passes and slants and things like that. So that's where you get your yards after the catch. You know what I mean? So if you run a lot of wide receiver screens and those sort of things, then your guys will tend to have more yards after the catch. So it's, you know, because you look at that stat, and I think Pete's done this for me, and you look at the top 10 teams in that, and generally at the end of the year, about four of them have winning records,
right.
You know. So, but, you know, again, that's something that's important to get the ball carrier on the ground, regardless of how he's gotten it, you know, catching it or running it.
Talk about your play in the secondary the last 3 weeks. Will Cruz at three catches, both shut out last week, and Hayward Bay pitched a shutout on him yesterday.
Well, I don't think you don't go into it. We go into it knowing the strength, or, you know, what we feel is the strength of a football team. And, you know, I say this, Mike does a really good job of trying to eliminate the strength. And I think our players understand it. And, you know, we have to be consistent with those things all the time. You know, and we knew the vertical passing game was a big strength of the, you know, Oakland Raiders, and we couldn't allow any vertical plays, and the guys did a good job of that, as well as the guys up front, because it takes both groups playing well together for that to make that work, as well as the guys underneath if we're in zone coverages.
Seems like the last month Adam Jones, he's really played well after the bye.
Well, I know Adam had a focus this week because he felt like they'd be coming at him. And so he had a good focus, and he had 2 good days of practice, and he played a good game yesterday. And now it comes a new week, so we got to go back and we got to do the same things, and you just focus back in and get back ready to play again, and have great practice, great focus, great understanding of the opponents, the formation, the personnel, the splits, and so forth. And then, you know, use the technique you've been coached to do every day.
When you have an impact player, when you were coordinating, you had impact. Players where teams would come out of the huddle, it's like, you gotta find this guy and make sure two hats, you know, on him. You get that with Geno. There's a few players around the league, and Geno's in that category of like a handful of guys that kind of an impact guy. How do you, when they're doing that, how do you counter what they're doing to take advantage of it with the rest of your guys?
Well, I don't, you know, we don't get a feel, we're getting in much of that, but, you know, Geno plays a spot in there that you can, you know, you can get into. Work into the slides and things like that. So we just have to have our guys up front need to continue to have a good understanding of the different protection schemes and how they unfold during a game based on the personnel, the formation, and the situation. And, you know, those are things that goes into game planning all the time. And, you know, it's up to the call from the sideline and the rest of the group to coordinate what's going on once we get out there on the field.
Running game, is it just a matter that everything's clicking and finally everybody's kind of comfortable? And
well, we're still you know, getting this and this, you know, because we keep, you know, I think it's been the last 3-4 weeks where we have a, you know, 8 to 10 yard gain or more brought back by a penalty. So we just have to keep eliminating that and just continue to be on the same page with everybody else and not have the one guy, the one guy error or the one guy mistake that leads to, you know, 2 minus plays together. And, you know, but I would say the guys are doing a good job of seeing the look together through the same eyes. And that's important. And coming off the football together in unison and getting the hats and the heads and our feet and our pad level all in the right spots as much as we can.
Flip side, you talk about a lot that, you know, when somebody breaks a big run, a lot of times it's a misfit. And they were undisciplined in some of their fits, and you guys took full advantage of it. You know, Gashin was some big plays off the gut.
That was good execution on the 3rd-and-1 snap. You know, they're leaning into safety over there to make sure they don't leave AJ one-on-one. And then on the 2nd run that Benny had, it was good, nice job of blocking by Marvin Jones out there. And again, we get it into the secondary, and he's able to basically run away from the safety. And, you know, those are the things you want to do is get your backs into the second level and make the defensive backs become better tacklers.
Have you ever seen a back get stopped at the half-yard line on 2 runs of over 40 yards?
It's a new one, but you know, you can see the first time he tries to outrun him and gets pushed out barely, and second time he kind of buries himself and try to run through him, and you know, it was a good job by Benny on both.
I know you study everything. I know you've had to study December. You've heard of December a few times. From your experience previous 9 years, what you take into this December?
Actually, I just know we need to be better in December than we were in November, Jeff. That's my study. Very quick study.
How do you do that?
Just keep playing. If there were a journal on how to do it, I think it would be a bestseller. I think everybody would have it. At least it would be in 31 other places, I'm sure.
Is December ball different than November?
I think it is. I think there's more urgency, you know. It's, you know, we've been, 11 football games, 12 over 12 weeks, you know, 2 weeks of training camp, 4 preseason games. So we've had, 19 weeks of football thus far. And so I think the anticipation comes down to these last 5 now and what they mean and how important they are. You know, we're in okay position. We're not in great position, but we're in okay position, and we got to improve upon it each and every week.
You think this team is better equipped to handle some of that?
We'll get to prove that one way or another. I can't tell you that.
You talked yesterday the difference between this 3-game winning streak and the one in the past, that it's my job to make sure things are different. How did it revert back to the same during?
I think in those 3 games we won, I don't remember being necessarily a game that we put away, any of the 3, if you remember. And I almost came in here with those games and not feeling like it was, other than maybe the Jacksonville game, that it was a game we won, even though we won it. And you can't lose sight of how hard it is to win a game in the NFL week in and week out. But, we just have to continue to have a sense of finish. And when we get the opportunity, we need to close out games, whether it be first downs, whether it be third down stops, turnovers, sacks, whatever it may be, we have to continue to do that, and that's important. And I think we have a little better understanding of what it takes to do that. Now we have to go prove it and execute it. But talking about it in here or in that room doesn't matter. We have to go do it.
After the game, Witt was in a pissed-off frame of mind, obviously, but he said that this football team is pissed off. You know, they're working on Wednesdays and Thursdays to make sure they take care of business, you know, on Sunday. Do you sense that? Do you feel that from this?
I don't think that's changed throughout any of it. I just know that there's no do-overs, and I think there is a sense of that you don't get any more mulligans or do-overs. We got to get it right.
How much have you seen guys though rally around the Indian race since your declaration of a couple weeks ago?
I think it's done well.
Do you think their play? Is
their
play just a coincidence, or do you think a play is a byproduct?
Well, their play was hopefully a byproduct of the the reinforcement of their abilities that I gave them, you know, the empowerment of their abilities and the attaboys to go move forward. But take it all in control. Take control of it all.
Last time this team had 3 wins of 18 or more points in a row is 1976. I mean, that's a rarity in the National Football League. You've been part of some great teams. Do you recall a stretch where, you know, you've been through this kind of thing?
I don't, but you know, I don't have a very good memory. Other than if I was on the other side of those, I would remember those. I would remember winning them.
From your experience throughout the league, you don't envision a suspension with Whitworth or anything, do you?
No.
He did his job.
He did something we can't have happen. Can't have that.
One minute?
No way around it.
But ultimately, though, it's going to be...
There is no ultimately. All right? We were in a bad situation. We don't want to make a bad situation worse.
You talk about that all the time. Don't react to what they're going through and all that sort of...
Did the officials make things worse with the call to play before?
They did what they felt like they needed to do, you know? Obviously, it worked out eventually to our advantage with making the big conversion. But, you know, originally I did not see the play, as I said yesterday. I thought it should have, you know, until I watched the TV copy a little bit ago, thought it should have been incomplete pass. But I do think it was probably ruled correctly on the field as a loose ball. But you do, there's no question the whistle blows, and then you have to go into the what an inadvertent whistle, and they have to go through that part of the rule book, you know, and get into those situations. So
the thing is, though, he never threw the beanbag to signify.
He did throw the beanbag.
Oh, he did throw. I didn't see the beanbag.
Yeah, he did throw the beanbag. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he threw the beanbag. But he clearly, when the ball was laying on the ground, he clearly did whistle it down, and everybody and our guys stopped, which is a good lesson for our young guys to know. We had 2 rookies over there, and you know, don't stop, you know. So. You know, if you don't have to grab the ball carrier and throw him to the ground, but get the ball, recover the ball, or just be there in position that one of their guys picks it up, that you can bear hug him and don't let him advance it. You know what I mean? Lesson learned in that situation. So we've had some of these lessons, you know, this year. You know, we've had the, you know, what one of our players thought was a fair catch signal and stop on a play and things like that. So hopefully we can continue to learn these lessons. Through your play that, you know, if they ever happen again, you're able to react to them in a more positive manner for our sake.
Talked about the interior of your young offensive line being challenged, Robinson, Seidler, and Bowling. How do you think they responded?
I think they responded very well. They'll get another new challenge this week.
Nate only one snap yesterday. Was that more the personnel or – just the way the secondary is evolving?
Well, it was personnel yesterday and the way yesterday's plan evolved. And we got a whole new, you know, opponent this week. And we'll see how this week unfolds.